In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, well, first of all, I feel like I'm old because I just got back from the dentist. I was there for, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, 3.5 hours.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Just counting my fingers for that one. And I got a crown.
Wow.
I know. I was like, and I'm 40.
Is your mouth not like still numb?
It's half. He's saying, okay, when I smile, it's like, it looks like I've, it's not moving up as much.
Hurting? Yet?
No, it just hurts where the injection, like, you know, the needle in the mouth. But when I was on our little baby, it wasn't Baby Moon. When I had to go to work for LA, we went to Terranea for one night, which is a really pretty resort, like just right outside of Los Angeles. I bit down an almond and my tooth broke in half.
An almond.
An almond. I was sitting in the spa area. I was like, oh, I'm so relaxed and just like so excited. And then I bit down on an almond and just crack. So I think what happened was that tooth, sorry, no, this is riveting entertainment right now.
Riveting.
Crowns. Riveting. But I had those silver fillings from like when I was 7.
Yeah.
Those ones in the back molars.
The old vintage filling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I bit it. And then I remember half my tooth fell out. So I had this big hole and that was uncomfortable. And they can't do anything for pregnant women.
Right.
So he just kind of basically filled like a cavity. And that was kind of weird. And then, so this was my appointment to put the official crown in today. And then I got a cleaning. And then
I'm glad you did it because you hate going to the dentist, right?
I hate it.
Which I do too, but
I don't like it.
I saw it on the calendar. I was like, I wonder if she's going to go.
I had no choice.
Like, you have to fix it.
I know. Like, they have to be fixed. But you guys, I have the funniest story to tell you guys, but I can't tell you.
What?
Why do you do that to us?
I know, but because I need Alan to be here to tell us part of the story because it's only funny, I think, with him.
Okay.
It's something.
Fair enough. And I do like a good preserved story.
Yeah. And so when we were talking about it today and I was like, babe, I have to talk about what happened when we went glamping.
Oh, no.
And he's like,
oh boy.
And he goes, oh, he's like, I wish I could be there to say, I go, I know. I was like, I don't know if it's going to be good without you because he adds such an element to it too.
An element.
And
you can use that with
him. He's here.
She's here.
Slowly, but I'm here.
And so you're just so quick with things like that.
Something. I think there's something wrong with my brain. I think you guys make it such a positive. I think there is a little, something's off in there.
My brain doesn't think that way. Like in the least, but I
think
it.
About it afterwards.
Yeah.
And so that's why I like when that one elevator joke happened.
I still
90-year bit. Like I was like, you know, like that was like, I was so proud.
Should be proud. Made me laugh.
Long story short, he's like, babe, it might not be funny. And I was like, I think if we tell it together with the girls, it'll be really funny.
All I have to say is, so this is like a little teaser because we'll get him on. I don't know when this one will air, but it involved a knife.
Alan and a knife?
And locking the door.
Oh, geez.
That's all I'm going to say.
I can't wait.
Where did you glamp?
In Smithville, Tennessee, which, by the way, don't Google if it's safe.
Oh, well.
Not safe?
It said it was.
I'm going to guess you Googled it after you went.
No, during the situation.
Even, oh, God.
The knife situation. Let's pin it.
So we have a massive pin for the glamping.
You are a queen of massive pins.
How far away is that?
An hour and 40
minutes.
Oh,
you went closer. Okay.
Guys, it is.
That makes me laugh.
Amazing. I cannot
the
wait,
story
but I have
or the
to have
location.
No, the story. It's just, it's too good. And I just, I'm really excited to get. So we will unpin this. So everyone, we're pinning glamping
and they will remind us. They're
the pinning
really good at
is always
us.
The best.
But I was like, gonna talk about it on one of my stories, but I was like, no, I gotta save this for the pod.
Oh, that's how you know it's good.
It is good. Pod. But if it's bad, sorry.
Sometimes when you retell a story, it's just not as good, but.
I know.
You can try.
But I think with you guys, it'll
I think
good.
When you get the cast too, that's yeah. why I'm like, preserve it. Because we do need a cast if it feels that way.
Oh,
a rush story is never good.
Nope. So anyways, that's what's going on.
A side note, Nick was rehashing mm-hmm. their like group text last night, this morning. And there's the guys like the, it's like Alan, Nick, Preston. Josh Beach.
Josh Beach, yes.
Which is two rednecks and two
UK.
UK.
Did your husband tell you what he had to Google?
Oh yeah.
I was crying. I fell off the swing last
Wait,
night.
I don't know like, what to Google.
He had to Google Borov.
So the boys
but
you guys, ever since the boy podcast, you know, they've been hanging out and doing their thing and stuff.
They want to create a bowling team.
Yes, the whole thing. And so I'm outside going through my script and, you know, got the fire on and Alan is just laughing in the corner in his little rocking chair. And I'm like, what is so funny? He's like, well, I told Josh to bore off because they were trying to get like a little boys' night together. And then Nick's like, I just had to Google that and like shows his like Google search.
And then Preston's like, all right, guys. Y'all can make fun of Nick all you want, but I'm going to come to his defense because I had to Google it too.
That was right next. You guys, it's so funny because the voice memos that go back and forth are like the most hilarious because it's Alan's accent and then Preston's like, baby, what did
but
he
Preston's
say?
But Preston's is almost harder to understand for me now.
1,000%.
I can almost understand Josh and Alan more than Preston.
Well, no, because you hear you hear Alan's and he's like, man, I just gotta like tell you.
I'm just like, it's hey, so out of control. And he's
so
like,
good.
Baby, can you tell me what Alan said here? And I was like, yes. I didn't tell him though. I looked like an expert on the accent, but really he was retelling the story about the motorcycle.
So you knew.
On the voicemail. And I was like, oh, I have enough pieces that I can throw this together. But then Josh Beach comes in and they're mate, you know, everything's mate this and mate that.
He's trying
and
to figure out some steak. It's taken. It
was so, Wagyu. That was funny.
Well, we thought it was Wagyu, but then it was something I had never heard of. It was weird.
It's
all
such
I have
a
to
mess,
say
the voice
is that
memos.
Also, I guess Nick said about the motorcycle. I
can't.
That he was like, call me what you want, but like they scare me. They're like, all right, Preacher Woodard.
It literally was a paragraph.
Yeah.
He was like, so, hey, I mean, it was like all funny, funny, funny. And then he mentioned motorcycle and Nick was like,
Nick's like
I'm here for the public service announcement.
We need to get the boys back on again.
Too fun.
Yes. People want the boys back, so. If you guys want that,
so funny.
Slide in.
If you want that,
we, you know, just let us know and slide into
meant,
the wind down.
Do we want that? I was like, I don't know.
I
TBD.
Don't know if we do.
Yeah. I think, you know.
You guys, it's National Bun Day here at Wind Down.
It is.
I'm always in a bun. But
two top buns and one low.
Is.
Yeah. It's how, Bun Day, Bun Day.
How we're rolling today. Okay. So, y'all, I don't know what has happened to me, but I have really gotten into reality shows lately.
Because I have a private pin about Love is Blind. Off air. We can
well,
decide
that's
if
not
we're
fun.
Gonna,
we'll decide both if of we, y'all are just going to do that today.
We'll decide if we unpin it again on the podcast.
Ooh, is this one of the ones that we'll do like on our live show? Like it's not safe for
yes.
for this, but it's safe
Perfect.
For a private
300 to 600 people a
room. Phones down.
I
do miss being out there with them.
Which, by the way, the new dates are officially out. We are going in June to Chicago, Nashville, and Detroit. So, whoop. It's going to be fun. But speaking of reality shows, we've got the guys. Well, guys, we have a thing for cowboys.
Yeah, we're in our cowboy era.
I mean, I don't know if you have a thing for cowboys so much, but
I am dating a Scottish.
Yeah.
I'm dating. Why haven't I technically
marrying?
I'm not marrying. Oh, yeah. It's still dating, though.
Also, yeah, it is. No, it is. It is. You're dating.
Yeah, but you have a baby. I feel like we're technically like a kind of a sealed
you're living
deal.
With.
You're right. Right. Yeah,
there's okay, like a whole birth certificate and social security number that's added on. So
right.
Whatever you want to call it.
Anyways, we've got the McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys, coming on. They've got a show. It's basically a docuseries. It's like a Yellowstone meets, what's that other show that they, I don't know if I can say it. I auditioned for it, but it's very similar this. It's on Peacock. I have to be honest, I haven't watched it, but I'm super pumped to watch it because I never watched Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. I heard it was great, but I think I would like this vibe better. Mm-hmm.
It feels very Yellowstone.
You're a Yellowstone girl, though.
I love Yellowstone.
You're a Kevin Costner girl.
Yeah, I love Kevin Costner. But
is he really dating Jewel? Sorry.
I think that squirrel. Maybe Squirrel for sure. I think maybe.
Really?
But like that divorce was I don't even know if it's done, but messy.
There's a lot.
Messy. Like, there's a lot.
You know what's sad with that is, I know we're going super sidebar. But everyone loves Kevin so much that mm-hmm. I feel like her voice might be not as loud because people are coming to like his defense more.
Maybe.
People like Catherine. He's so loved. You know, he's the freaking bodyguard, you know? Could he ever do wrong?
I don't know much about her or that situation, mm-hmm. but like,
I feel like she just got dragged way more than like he did.
Yeah, but it's a lot that she's asking for and getting. And I mean, it ain't.
Well, maybe she's in, I mean.
And maybe, I don't know their story and what mm-hmm. she's entitled to, but.
Wouldn't you ask for a lot too if your husband was Kevin Costner and maybe something happened and the travel of some of those things, like do the kids need to still have that lavish life?
Yes. From what I've seen though, it seems like she's being a little petty, but again, that could just be what it's like she is getting, but she's still. Being a little, again, I don't know. I've only seen a little bit in the headlines, so I don't know that much about it. Seems a little petty to me, but I don't know. Yes, I would. I'd want my kids to have the same lifestyle.
Well, but to a degree, where it's saying she's like, the one thing that I saw, again, might have been taken out of context, but she was like to fly private. And it's like, all right, now listen, like
calm down.
You can still have the same, like I understand why I have to pay mm-hmm. my child support. Mm-hmm. They both need their rooms for him to afford this house. Like I have to pay child support for the kids. Like I get that piece. It's not easy for me to do it. I still have a lot of resentment every month that I pay him. It's frustrating. Having said that, okay, my kids need a nice suitable house for them mm-hmm. to be in. Having said that, on the flip side, I'm not paying extras for Mike.
Like for him to like fly in first class and stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
I don't even fly first class.
Well, and you see a lot of people, I've heard of this a lot lately, and I can't think of an example. I just read about this, but where women are talking about that, like they're living two different lifestyles, one lifestyle in my house and one lifestyle in that house. And that's okay. They might be learning a lot from both of those. Mm-hmm. It may not be easy for the other parent, but it's also learning a lot and keeping mm-hmm. it balanced. So
Travis Barker was one of those, wasn't it?
I think so. I've heard like three different stories lately. We talked about one on here.
With Shayna. Shauna?
Yeah.
Shayna. Yeah,
there was another one I just read the other day. So anyway, well, I don't know.
Drama
sorry
stop
for the sidebar.
But that's not say. Actually loops right back in because Mr. McBee mm-hmm. has got a little drama of his own.
Tell us more.
I'm about to ask him everything.
Okay, let's get him on there in the waiting room. Eek! One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet,
Oak on 34th, Ellimus, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Hi, Cowboys.
How are you guys today?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. You good, Cole?
Oh, yeah. I'm real good.
You ready to get grilled?
I don't know, but I'm ready, I guess.
All right. KB, take it off.
Okay. So from what I understand, you know what I mean? Guys, I didn't know you. Okay. First of all, where do y'all live? I know it's Missouri, but where in Missouri?
Gallatin.
Okay. So my question is, I mean, I'm going straight in. I'm fascinated because this looks like a storyline you would see on a fictional TV show, but we're actually living it. So Steve Jr. has an issue with your dating life. Is that correct? Is that why the chosen son is on the Zoom and Steve Jr. is not?
That must be why. Yeah. So I think more than that, Calla and Steven. So I think there's some division, maybe is the right word, between Calla and I. And so it probably creates a little pressure between Steven and I, and just a difference of maybe thought or opinion. And so it makes it a little challenge.
Have you ever dated anyone that your sons have dated?
No, that my sons have dated?
Okay. Well, I don't know. The word division got me really thinking. I was very politically correct.
So going?
I
thought
I just want to check in, because part of this is that you're a new bachelor, right?
Yes, that is true. Yes.
You're back in the wild, Steve.
Yes. That's something that I say recently divorced, which I would say is recently divorced, like the year and a half, I guess, since it's been finalized. I was married for 28 years to the boy's mother. You know, I can't say enough good things or give her enough accolades. I mean, I'll love her every day for the rest of my life. She's the mother of my four children. I just am kind of at the point in my life. A lot of people go, oh, it's a midlife crisis. No, I mean, maybe I'm from my perspective, it's not, but I was married for 28 years. I have all four boys, same mother. I just don't see a reason for me to ever, go down that path again, so to speak.
The marriage path.
The marriage path, yeah.
The committed path? What path? Like, it's very, we got a lot of murky words here. So I'm just trying to get to the bottom of what you're up to, Cowboy.
Well, that's, I'm kind of trying to, your question without putting my head in a guillotine here,
Is there someone special that could be listening to this right now?
Oh,
Maybe. Yes, okay. That's okay. We can avoid division. Got it. Code word. That's going to be our safe word.
Cole, how is it for you? I mean, obviously, you know, having your mom and dad being married for so long, how was that divorce for you? And emotionally, like, how do you kind of deal with that?
It was definitely, it's different. You know, holidays are different. Everything's different. It's nice that we were all out of the house when it happened. We all are kind of, you know, it would have been a lot worse if I was in high school or even younger than that. I feel a lot for people who've had to go through that division in a family at a young age. Being able to be out of the house, definitely, you know, an adult helped a lot. But it's still, there's tough moments. You know, our whole life, we've done everything as a family until the last 2 years. And every vacation, every holiday, every family meal, it just, you know, it was always all of us. And now it's split up. So,
well, that was kind of my question too with that is like, so I divorced with two young kids and, but I have had friends that their parents divorced later in life. And for me, like if I, cause my parents got divorced when I was 13 and I saw it, you know, I was very aware, but some people it's like, I feel like when you're older like that, were you kind of like, wait, what? Or did you see it progressively happening in like through your childhood, like knowing like they shouldn't really be together or it's just, this isn't good.
By the time the divorce happened, my brothers and I were wanting it to happen. It was, they were not healthy together and it's a lot healthier with them apart. It's just, you know, it's a lot different obviously with anybody who's been through it and knows how it is. But we definitely knew it was kind of coming. And by the time it was going down, it was definitely a lot healthier for them to separate at that time for both of them.
Cause weren't you, I mean, how old were you?
I was like, I was 15, almost 16. And I was the same way. I was the only one left at home. My brothers were already gone, but I wanted it. I was like, y'all are not healthy together. I would rather y'all not. And then now years later, you know, they get along so well, they can do stuff together and you know, it's good. But yeah, I definitely wanted it too.
How did you guys even get this opportunity to be doing this show? Was there like an open casting for Cowboys and like this Dynasty and, you know, Yellowstone-ish show?
Well, so my brother Steven went on Joe Millionaire where he met Calla, which was a dating show. And the whole time that production company was out here, they're like telling us like, man, you guys need a reality show about your family. Like you guys are wild. Like you guys have so much going on. Like you guys are crazy, you know? And so like that was kind of like the start of it. They're like, we're going to come back in a couple of years and do a reality show. You know, that's what they kept telling us. Like, and then we kind of just got bigger on Instagram. Like, you know, Steven did, our farms page got a little bigger and people started to get a little more like knowing who we are. We started posting some more videos of what we do every day. And once we started doing that, like multiple production companies started reaching out to us. Like it was weird. Yeah. It's like once they told us that the next like 6 months, it was like everybody started thinking the same thing. And every single time we made a post, there'd be people on there like, is this the real life Yellowstone? Like if you guys need a reality show, like people be commenting on that and everything. And so I think they probably seen that and they probably seen our, you know, our Instagram and they actually reached out to us about it. And then we ended up going with the one that we thought fit us best, the production company. And it's been a ride since then.
Yeah. I mean, for the listeners that are, you know, obviously listening right now, what do you guys do? Like what kind of farming or cowboying do you guys do?
We run like a ranch, I would say. So we row crop corn and soybeans, 40,000 acres. And then we run a couple thousand head of cattle, which is cow calf pairs. So we're calving them out at our place. We're not feedlotting them. Once the, you know, calves hit the ground, we raise them up. And then once they're winged, we sell the calves. And that's really what our main operation is at the farm is row crop and then cow calf pairs.
Steve, anything to add to that?
No, certainly Cole was right on point. Cole's, you know, obviously like loves the ranch and that's his like passion from since he's a boy. But on the farm and ranch side, we obviously have some other businesses that McBee's Coffee and Car Wash and Dog Wash. So we've been, you know, I've always been very diversified. My passion is the farming and ranching. It's just probably the most challenging. With Mother Nature being in charge and everything, you can do everything right and still just get, you know, it handed to you. So, that was Cole's point on with what point was on point with what we do there.
So have you guys watched Yellowstone?
Oh yeah.
Okay. You're fans of that show.
Yeah. We are.
Kind of interesting. So we had, like Cole said, we kind of had multiple production companies. And then whenever the production company that we selected, Jeff Jenkins Productions, which I did some of the Kardashians early on for like 8 years and just some different things. Well, they pitched it to the networks. There was multiple networks and, you know, we're with NBC, Universal, Peacock, and couldn't be happier. They've been absolutely fantastic to work with. But when they come, they brought some executives out of New York and LA and they sat down with us and they said, oh, we've been looking at whatever, hundreds of families, and nobody checked all the boxes except guys, and you guys added like 10 additional boxes we didn't even have. So, you know, we have a lot going on, and obviously in light of everything, we work hard, we play hard, probably, you know, I've always worked 7 days a week, but we certainly, they said fit the cup of tea that they were looking for plus some. So it was the right fit. And we had some reservations about it, you know, like sure. I deal with 30 banks. What are the banks going to say if they see me on here, you know, acting like I'm having a midlife crisis or whatever it is. So, yeah, but it's gone well. They've been great to work with.
What's one thing? Well, I mean, I kind of have like two questions. A lot of obviously production people, they want to know that there's going to be drama, right? Because that's what get people to watch. There's certain, you know, my favorite reality shows that I watch now, I'm like, ooh, it's like a dramatic season. I love it. So what's the drama that you guys think is at the top of the list that you guys bring that would entice people to come? And the, but also with that though comes, you know, it is your life. This isn't a scripted show. So where are you guys, where do you think your, how do I say this? Like, where do you think your strengths and weaknesses as a family are? Like, what do you guys need to work on as a family? And then where do you guys think you excel great at?
Well, I'll back up a little and answer some of the, you know, one of the things that I would say, you know, and I, you know, I watched some reality shows over the last 3 months just to kind of get acclimated. I don't watch, you know, I didn't watch, spend a lot, I work a lot. So I just spend a lot of time watching TV as such. So I was like, I'm curious what other reality shows are like. And then my takeaway from it is that after watching others, and by all means, not to be belittle any other ones, but I, in my opinion, this is by far the most realistic reality show because I know our lives. And we said, everybody that knew us for the last 10 years are like, you guys need a reality show. The stuff that happens to us on a daily basis, just over all the businesses, not just farm and ranch, but so, but I would say our strengths that people, you know, people can take away that, you know, some people are critical of it. Some people, you know, appreciate it, but how close to family we are, contrary to what they see and what they, we do. I mean, you know, we're all hyper competitive. So we get after each other a lot and I've instilled that in the boys and they may have taken it to a whole nother level, but we love each other. There's no, I mean, I love my sons more than anything on, like every parent loves their children, want nothing but better for their children. And I'm so blessed to be able to work with them day in and day out through all the times I want to just, you know, strangle them. And there's many of those. I'm so blessed. And I recognize that to be able to work with my boys in all the different aspects of our businesses.
I think one of the big things, kind of like the Kardashians, is, you know, they get to see the drama, like, between our family, not only our relationship drama, which trust me, we have plenty of it, but our relate, like the drama between me and my brothers working together every day, you know, me and my dad are button heads every day. You know, there's just all five of us work together literally every single day across the companies. And I think that's a lot of people, they don't get the opportunity to do that. And a lot of families don't. So it's cool to see like the dynamic between all of us working together and also the problems that come with it.
That's actually a perfect segue because I was going to ask you, what happens when, like, does the farm get handed down? Is that in the plan? Is the idea that you retire someday, does that even happen for a cowboy? Because I feel like you retire when Jesus takes you, right? But like, what happens when you're done? Do the boys take it over? Is that an interest of yours, Cole? Like, do you guys want to keep that moving?
Oh, yeah. I've, my whole life, like he said, since I was younger, farming's all I've ever wanted done, ranching. That's all I've ever done is that. And, you know, I think my dad, I honestly didn't know if he was ever going to retire. I still don't know if he will, but I think at some point, you know, he gets so busy with all, you know, we have 5 or 7 different companies now running and he has to, at some point he's got to like step away and, he's going to get to an age where he's going to have to hand it down to one of us. And, you know, as much as all of us, can run it together, I still think there's got to be one person that mm-hmm. really runs the show.
Do you have that one person in your mind, Steve, that you were like, if, because you got three boys, so that's tough. But like, if you have
you
the
better
one,
answer this right.
If you have one right now that you can go, if I died,
he's not going
to
say.
If I got a death sentence, I need to give it to.
I don't know. You'll have to see season two and find out.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, would the clue be you must be present to win, and anyone on this call could be a candidate for taking over the farm?
I'm dealing with so much right now since the show dropped. I don't need to borrow any more problems. I got enough right now.
I like that. Borrow any more troubles.
Cole is watching you so intently as you answer that.
I am. He better answer. I was waiting for it.
Do you think that you are, Cole, the one that he would give it to?
I think so. I mean, I think I have the most love for the ranch, and I fit in the best. I know the most about it, and I pour my heart and soul into it now. So,
Cole, are you in a relationship?
I am. I have a girlfriend. Her name's Casey. She's actually on the show, and you know, we started off a little rough. We've been on and off for a long time. We started dating too young, and just I wasn't really ready to settle down. Some people might think I'm not ready to settle down, but I'm getting better. I'm maturing a little bit, and we're in a pretty good spot now. You know, even with the show coming out, she knew about things that happened, and you know, we were still working on things whenever that was happening. We weren't all the way back together, and which now, ever since, you know, we decided to make things official, we've been really solid.
Cole, how old are you?
I'm 24 25. Now.
24. I was going to say 24, 25. Yeah.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. I asked this question to the other farmers that came, or cowboys that came on, about basically what we're doing wrong as Americans when it comes to farming and being, you know, the land that you guys have. Like, what do you see as the worst thing that we're doing that we can either change as a society, or that we can, you know, because I know that I went and filmed a movie, and it was these ranchers, and they were just giving me a list of everything that, like, how bad it's become. And it just made me, I was like, wow, I didn't even think about that. You know, I didn't think about the weather. I didn't think about, you know, all of it.
Well, to get to the point of the food we eat, when the food that everybody eats, everybody says that they want to eat healthy. you know, when they let the corporations run the food chain, they're all about profits and not really how they take care of the animals or the quality. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff you can see online. We posted, if you go get ground beef from the grocery store, it could be ground beef could be 40 different animals from multiple different countries. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you have to pay a premium, and it seems like people say they want to eat healthy, and then they don't want to like know where your food's coming from. When we our farm to table meat company, McBee Meat Company, I mean, we're sourcing all that from ourselves and from local farmers in the Midwest. We're even like Steven is setting up, my oldest son, a QR code that's going to give you a 30-second clip of where that, like, this is the Jones family. They were a third generation cattle farmer from Iowa, from Missouri, wherever they're from. So that traceability of your food, I mean, you see, obviously, and I don't want to get into a whole political thing, but how sick people are in America, and you look at other countries and what they eat. I mean, you are what you eat, the ecosystem of life. And what, so eat healthy. It may cost you a couple more dollars, but what's the value of your health mm-hmm. in the end, right? I mean, you know, do you want to eat healthy food, or do you want to be buying the medications to repair what you've been eating, the damage it's doing to you? And so if I had any advice, it would be say, spend a few extra dollars to buy from your local farmer or rancher or online. Know where your food comes from, that traceability. It's worth your health is one of the most priceless things you can have. Right. So that would be my advice.
So do you have the ability, like if we wanted to order, like, can we order meat through you guys?
Yeah, how do we
do
that?
Or do you just, you need to find your local, like, do y'all offer that to where people can order from you?
Absolutely, we do. McBee Meat Company. And okay. Been working on it for a while. And actually just, we've had the meat company, but we just got the direct to consumer. Yes, yeah. Just went live Monday. So go great. On there. Play around with our website.
I see it. Deer processing, beef processing.
My husband and I were just talking about this. Like, mm-hmm. we've got to get better at doing, like, we feel the same way. It's just, and I know we have local people. I'm sure we do. We haven't done a great job at doing that, but that's something that I'm passionate about, but we just haven't done a great job. You're right. Like, it is a little bit more expensive, but it's more expensive. You're going to spend the money somewhere on medications or something.
Is it's more like time consuming than it is expensive, even, because I feel like our local farmers are super reasonable here. Like, I'm like, are you kidding me? Because if I was to go to Whole Foods and buy the same thing, it's so much more there.
Well, then yeah.
But it's just getting, you know, it's the convenience, the intentionality of going to the markets and like getting to your people.
Well, and I think the whole organic thing has kind of, it's like in our minds, just get organic, but really you need to get local and you need to know where it's coming from.
Organic is paid for.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. Whenever I see it, like whenever I raise a calf, you know, I want to be able to know what shots I gave that calf, what immune systems I gave that calf, what he got fed through his life, where he came from, where he lived, all the way to the table. And that's what we want to do. We want to introduce the story of, you know, we know exactly every single shot that cow had. We know exactly what he ate. It was a grass fed. It was a grain finish. It was a grass fed grass finish. It was, you know, whatever it is. We will have a QR code that tells you exactly about that steak, that beef, everything that you're eating right then. You'll know all about it right then and there.
I love that.
Hmm.
I know. I'm doing it.
Guys, where can, I mean, so tell our listeners, because I saw that you guys have a podcast too. So promote it all so they can sign up.
So it's Welcome to the Farm. And we weren't able to run that for a while we were filming till NBC the show dropped and what they approved. So we're getting back on track with that. I'm still not sure where they're at on when we released that, but so like at McBeeFarms.com, which is our website, we've got a lot of different really cool, like our cattle brand. Like my oldest son Steven is like a genius at, like, he loves mm-hmm. the brand, and it's really neat looking, and we get so many compliments on it. And then obviously McBee Meat Company, so you can get on there, McBeeMeats.com or McBeeFarms.com for if you want some swag, so to speak. And so you know, we're really excited about everything, and it's a lot of good things coming forward and supporting our local community, not just us. Even if it's a grain fed beef, we know what that grain was. I mean, it's the whole ecosystem. Like I said that before, but really from farm to table, not that mix of what, not knowing anything about what you eat. So just, it's a big deal. And so that's what I would say. Farmers and ranchers work so hard and all the big corporations, like the big four on the meat company, they almost, they just lost, had a big lawsuit for, like, you know, price fixing. They were a monopoly, and it was like a $200 million fine. That's like, okay, they make $200 million, you know, between all four of them a day. Like, literally, their profits are insanity, and they cut the farmer down to nothing. So by us being able to, you being able, the consumer, to source their food directly from people like us and other farmers and ranchers that work so hard, even if it's a little premium, you know what you're putting in your body. Mm-hmm. And what.
For sure.
And you know who your money's going to, too. You know it's going to a hardworking ranching family that has put their whole life and soul into that beef that they're growing. And I can tell you, from us to the, you know, the ranches around here that I know, all my buddies, people who are farm and ranchers, it's not a job, it's a lifestyle. Like, you have to love it. You pour everything you have into it. And it's just good to support people like that.
Absolutely. Well, and to, you know, watch the drama. So everyone watch the McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys. Watch now on Peacock. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you guys
thank
so much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you guys. Okay. Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
I love the passion that farmers have.
I know. I've loved this kind of guest and they're so passionate about it. And I think it's something that is just so important right now.
I didn't know that the meat was like mixed in with other meat.
We're just,
guys, it's
you
really
can't get me started. I know.
Because organic isn't organic even a fully
organic. Organic thing.
Well, I knew that, but I do know that like, it just means 65% less than. Alan was telling me too, in the UK, the UK's whole food, there's like 1,000 something more, like there's an astronomical number that they do not allow, that the Whole Foods in America allows.
Well, because we just don't have the same.
There's literally only like 1,000 things that we don't allow here.
Yeah. Money, money, money.
All right. Well,
we all just got really overwhelmed by the thought of it.
And I'm like, well, no, my thought was like, what's for dinner?
I know. Buy local.
I know. Let's talk offline. I want to.
Yeah.
Connect on that.
If we met for farmer's market dates, it would just make my whole
Nick
soul.
Nick and I just had this conversation. Yes.
I wish there was a farmer's market that was close. I used to walk to one in Los Angeles all the time.
Yeah, walkability we don't really have
here.
Yeah,
we don't have walkability.
That's what, like,
but
I
we have more
that.
Farms.
Yeah.
I mean, I can walk to Nolensville one probably, but.
There's good ones.
Take us a while to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you'd probably have to drive and park and then walk.
Yeah. Start now. It's on Wednesday of next week.
Oh, I love y'all. Okay, well. That was fun. We have lots to unpin.
We do.
Ooh, let's not forget.
Oh, I won't.
Okay.
We need the full story.
And the Love is Blind pin. Possibly if you go to the wind down dates, you'll hear, because we have to come up with new content since
so hold
there's a lot that's happened.
Oh, so many things. Kat and I were talking about this on the plane. I'm like, wow, it's been a while. Got to catch everybody up.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoan.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.